Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into methylene blue today. Now, this is a molecule with, well, over a century of history.
That's right. More than 100 years.
And now it's getting this sort of surprising modern-day reboot in the fight against cancer. Our mission today is really to cut through the complex science, give you the real lowdown on where this versatile compound truly stands in oncology. It's quite a journey, isn't it, for something older than penicillin?
It absolutely is. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how methylene blue has already had these two, you know, distinct lives in oncology. For decades, it's been a really well-established diagnostic and surgical tool. Think about breast cancer.
Right. Helping find those sentinel nodes.
Exactly. Helping surgeons identify sentinel lymph nodes accurately for staging, or chromoendoscopy, spotting those precancerous lesions in the gut. But today, our deep dive is into its next chapter, its potential as a direct therapeutic, you know, actually fighting the cancer itself.
The idea of a dye, I mean, it's essentially a dye, right?
Right, right.
Actually tackling cancer cells directly, that feels like quite a leap. How does it even begin to work at that level, cellularly?
Well, it's a true Swiss Army knife approach, you could say. The key thing is it doesn't just hit one vulnerability, it disrupts multiple pathways almost at the same time. For one, it can basically force cancer cells to breathe differently. It messes with their unique metabolism, that whole Warburg effect thing.
Ah, the Warburg effect, where they favor that inefficient sugar burning.
Precisely. Even when there's plenty of oxygen. So methylene blue exploits that. It can also directly trigger programmed cell death apoptosis.
So making the cancer cells self-destruct.
Exactly, yeah. By targeting the mitochondria inside them. And then beyond that, it can act as a photosensitizer in photodynamic therapy, PDT.
Where light activates it.
Right. Light activates it to destroy tumors. And it might even stimulate an anti-tumor immune response through something called immunogenic cell death. So multiple angles.
That is a formidable arsenal, really.
Yeah.
Hitting it from so many sides. So with all these mechanisms, where are we seeing the most, let's say, compelling therapeutic evidence? Mm-hmm. As in a lab, I mean.
Yeah, good question. In the preclinical studies, platinum-resistant ovarian cancer looks particularly interesting. There was a landmark study just this year, 2024, in a mouse xenograft model.
So human cancer grown in mice.
Correct. And it found methylene blue significantly restrained tumor growth. It even showed, well, superior effects compared to carboplatin chemotherapy alone in that specific model.
Wow.
It's really exploiting those metabolic weaknesses we talked about.
Okay. But as we often discuss here, the leap from the lab, from the petri dish or mouse model to actual human patients, that's often where things get complicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And methylene blue seems to have its own cautionary tale here, especially with brain cancer.
You've absolutely hit on the core challenge.
Yeah.
Brain cancer, specifically glioblastoma, is a critical example. In lab dishes, you know, in vitro, methylene blue is great. It reversed the Warburg effect, stopped tumor growth, looked really promising. But then in vivo, in the actual mouse models, it showed no therapeutic effect.
Well,
none.
So why the disconnect?
It raises that crucial question, doesn't it? The mechanism might be sound, it might work perfectly in theory or in a dish, but getting methylene blue to high enough sustained concentrations inside the tumor after you give it systemically, that's a huge challenge.
Like getting the package delivered to the right place.
Exactly. Think of it like trying to deliver a tiny crucial package to one specific house in this massive, constantly shifting, heavily guarded city. It's incredibly difficult. The glioblastoma story is just a stark reminder. The best mechanism means very little if you can't actually get the drug where it needs to go when it needs to be there. Delivery is key.
Yeah. Delivery, not just discovery. That's a powerful point. So, okay. If its direct anti-cancer role is still, let's say, investigational, facing these hurdles, where is methylene blue making a real tangible difference for cancer patients today? Because people listening will want to know that.
Absolutely. And it is making a difference. Its most robust clinical success as a therapeutic agent right now is actually in supportive care, specifically managing the really severe pain of oral mucositis.
That awful side effect from chemo and radiation. Mouth sores.
Debilitating, yeah. Trials like the Mom's Pain study, which finished up in 2023, showed that a simple methylene blue oral rinse, just swishing it around, significantly reduces pain scores. It improves oral function for patients suffering from this. It seems to work as a local anti-inflammatory, not killing cancer cells here, but easing that inflammation.
So it's improving quality of life dramatically for those patients.
Profoundly, yes. It's making a real impact there.
So wrapping this up, What does it all mean for Methylene Blue? It's got this long history, a really fascinating present, and then this very complex but still promising future in cancer care. Definitely not a one-trick pony.
Exactly. It really illustrates that whole intricate journey of drug translation, doesn't it? You've got the diagnostic roles, they're solid, well-established. You've got the supportive care benefits clinically proven now, making a difference. But then the potential as a direct anti-cancer therapy that still hinges on overcoming these big hurdles.
Especially delivery.
The future there likely involves, well, smart combination therapies, maybe pairing it with other drugs, and definitely those advanced delivery systems like nanoparticles you hear about, getting it where it needs to go.
Right. Okay, so for you, our listener, here's something to chew on, but provocative thought perhaps. What other old compounds, things that have been around for ages like methylene blue, might be hiding surprising untapped potential for complex diseases like cancer, just waiting maybe for the right scientific breakthroughs, the right delivery tech to unlock their power? Something to think about.